Hello, and welcome to Glory Girls.
Hello, we're here for another episode
of.
Go on.
The season 4 Guild Preview Engineers.
Yeah, you got it right.
First time.
So yes, and in case you've realised, we haven't replaced Luke with Barry White.
Yes, Luke's currently suffering from Nurgle's rot slightly, so I'm a little bit croaky. I've got my cough syrup here. I've had my tablets, and I'm drinking lots and lots. So. If you hear any bottles opening or anything like that, or any coughing, I apologise in advance, but we thought we might as well crack on because we've got a podcast to do.
We have work to do, and time's drawing in. Cause
Rich ain't giving me a day off.
Well, you know, got to keep up the quality, haven't we? So, basically, it's a little bit different tonight. We've actually got the cards in front of us, which is great.
Yay!
So, they arrived yesterday, which was brilliant. So, kick it off. Shall I go ahead with Blister?
Yeah, you might as well.
Mr. OG Engineers Captain.
Yeah, so there's been, overall, there's been, we could talk about the guild, I suppose, like with the changes.
Overall, there's been some really good changes to Engineers. I think they've changed quite a bit since Season 3. And to be fair, they changed a lot in Season 3 from Season 2.
Yeah.
So I think Engineers are gradually crawling their way up the table.
Yeah, definitely. The changes, Season 2 to 3, they're essentially a new guild.
Yeah. And to be fair, even in Season 3, they were a nightmare for some teams to face.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? I think they're kind of like, they were like fish, but with ranged knockdowns.
I think we were talking about it the other day when we were talking about like team tournaments and stuff like that. I was saying now, I would always say that one team should probably be an engineer just because they've got an answer to most questions. And if you're going against an engineer player, you don't know what game you're in for.
Well, you can go either way, can't you, really? It's a nice little segue into team events. Just a quick one. Thanks to everyone who's booked in for our event in December. We really look forward to seeing you there.
Yeah, it's going to be really good.
Looking forward to it. Team events are always a good laugh.
Oh, yeah.
So, anyway, so... Ballista, he's... We were discussing, before we started this, we were generally going over the roles of the two captains in the guild. And while you'd say Pinvoice is a goal-scoring captain with damage abilities, Ballista's pretty... He's kind of the same. He's more of a ranged control piece with...
They do the same, but very differently, don't they?
Because to be fair, if you gave Ballista a stack of six and piled him into a person, he's going to do damage.
Oh, God, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? He doesn't need to be doing his character plays.
Is what, two double push on three?
Yeah. Just big and clever, to be fair. So, anyway, without further ado. So, Ballista, he's still 18 health. He's still melee zone one. The rest of his stats haven't changed at all. So, he's still a 3-8 move, attack six, etc., etc. Basically, the only change on the front of his card is the overall change to second wind.
Yeah.
So it's not a dodge anymore. It's not a jog anymore. It's your 4-inch dodge.
So for him, that's not a massive difference with him having a 5-inch jog. So it's an inch left and less, and it's
a
dodge.
At the end of the day, you know, I'd trade an inch for a dodge. Do you know what I mean? Because obviously you can.
Why not?
Well, you know, you can. With a four inch dodge, you can pull out whenever you need to.
Yes, safely.
Safely.
Okay. Yeah.
So on the back of his card, he still has Tough Hide, and he still has Momentous Inspiration of a 4-inch aura. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but isn't he now the only captain with Momentous Inspiration?
And the only other one was Smoke, wasn't it?
Smoke's lost it. Spoilers.
Yeah.
So the only other change to Ballista is his legendary has been nerfed ever so slightly. It still gives him +4 kick sort of distance. And he still ignores intervening models, but he no longer knocks them down when he kicks over them, basically. I think it was a little bit too strong that he could deadbolt someone and then kick the ball over someone else.
He could deadbolt through your team of players. I've had it where he's knocked down three of my players and scored a goal, dodged away, and then second-winded away. And you're like, wow. And that was like turn one or something. You're like, well, I don't know where to go from this point here. Cause...
It's a bit of a tough one, that is, isn't it?
Mm.
To have a couple of players knocked over. But on the bonus side is, S4, turn one.
Your momentum for kicking. Yeah, you can stand one up.
So you can stand one of them up at least.
Well, you don't stand any of them up now. Well, you can stand up your deadbolted one, can't you?
Yeah, this is it. So, yeah.
Overall, not a lot of changes.
To Ballista, but, you know, it's... I think second wind is a really big boon to him.
Yes.
Especially, as you say, if you take the 4-inch dodge after scoring a goal and all of a sudden you're 8 inches away and you got your minefield up.
Yeah, definitely.
Not much more.
But even really want, against the right team, it you know, you could take your second wind and you could, if you had minefield up, you could dodge into their team. If it was against their footballing team, like your Order, your Fish,
yeah,
whoever like that, and you dodge into their team with the
mind, watch them take four damage.
Okay, you move, you'll take four damage. Yeah, coming at me on 3, 1, 2, 5, crack on.
Yeah, this is it. Fish ain't going to kill you, especially now they haven't got momentous damage.
Yeah.
But that's Ballista.
That's interesting. I quite.
I think you're getting the feeling for engineers now, because
just jumping a bit into of a shark fish.
Just a bit of a back. Background knowledge, every guild we've reviewed so far, both me and Luke have looked at them at the end of it and gone, you know what, I could play these.
Oh, my, fine. Luckily, we own all the guilds, so.
We do, so. Either way, so, well, over to you.
So, Pinvice, she's had overall buffs, really, to be fair. She's still got the same moves, attack, kick, armour, and influence. Her playbook's had a bit of a shuffle about. So, she's lost the Mantis 1 and a dodge on 3 successes, which was, excuse me, for after playing with Pinvice, that was a key result.
Yeah.
I used to hit that one quite a lot, so she's actually lost that one now. And then she's also lost a Momentous 1 with a push dodge as well.
But she has gained a non-Momentous push dodge on 3.
Mm.
So
It's the Momentous damage with the dodge earlier on kind of thing, because the Momentous 1 and the push dodge was great to do on a charge or something like that, just to get that little bit of extra and to bring them with you, to get that bit of threat and bring them with you. So, but other than that, the playbook's pretty similar.
Yeah.
It's just the Momentous 1 with a push dodge and the Momentous 1 with a dodge is gone. And the reason will probably be a little bit more apparent. So with the control, alt and delete, those three
characters... always makes me laugh, yeah, that.
Those character plays have stayed the same, exactly the same, apart from Pinvice does not take any damage, or the model does not take any damage at the end of that activation.
A deletion you also don't get for a use of bonus
time. Yes, yes, you don't get the bonus time as well. But that's amazing.
And it's only once per turn now.
Yeah, that's interesting as well. Oh, well, it's not.
Odd. Yes.
Yeah, so, but I suppose the reason that is because there's no one taking damage. She could just go, here's four, and I'm going to tool up my whole team, essentially.
Because they've also got tooled up in guild.
Yeah.
So it would literally be Pinvice, I'm going to do it to myself. Here you go, hoist, enjoy.
Yeah, and then likewise. So I think that's huge with the control, alt, and delete not taking damage, because the amount of times was you do the Pinvice essentially like suicide run type things. So you'd tool her up, overclock her, and she'd deletion herself. So she'd take, what, 3? She'd take 4 damage at the end of her activation. And on the 11 health model...
To be fair, if you were alternating and deleting herself, you would be taking 8 damage after being tooled up.
Yeah.
Which is, on a model with 11 health...
It's huge. So that was the main thing around her, is those things, and I don't really know why they were in, like the amount of damage you do to yourself. Maybe it made you about what thing to do.
Yeah, I think, yeah.
And it got a little bit messy, I think, with tooled up and deletion with it. Oh, well, that adds one player damage to a character.
I think in the mind of deletion, it's more the fact that you're getting a free bonus time, so you effectively plus one momentum.
Yeah.
And obviously, you're getting plus one damage, and you're doing it to yourself.
Yeah.
So it's that you can get her to do the damage without a turn of setup.
Yeah.
So I think that's why it was initially there.
Mm.
But I think it just cleans it up, really, doesn't it?
Yeah. So... onto overall, I think she's. I like the front of her card. The only thing that I think engineer players may not like is the loss of the one and a dodge on 3 successes. Because on attack 6 model, you're unlikely to hit the 2 and a dodge on 4. On against the right target and the right roll, yeah. But I think for consistent damage, you're not going to be hitting the fourth column.
To be fair, I have used. I've had Pinvice charge into Kraken. And then get double pushed away.
Yeah.
So it's still that. So
she still seems she's very susceptible to the counter attack. Yeah, still, there's no viable dodge or whatever for her, which is probably one of her weaknesses. Which means she can go in, But like, it's the same risk with her, and the same one with Fillet and stuff like that. It's a decent counter attack, and you've wasted a stack on a captain activation.
This is it.
So on the back of the card, she's still got close control. She's still got reanimate. She's lost a heroic, which is all this model's on the pitch. Other friendly guild models gain the mechanic character type. That was because that worked in conjunction with a well-oiled machine, the legendary, because then all Mechanica models got that. Or then it also worked with Ratchet could overclock a Mechanica model and things like that.
So if you needed Ratchet to overclock himself for some reason.
Yeah, she could heroic, and then Ratchet could then overclock himself, which is a really good thing to do, because he could overclock himself. She could deletion him. She could deletion Ratchet and do well.
Well, the thing is now, what we didn't cover is the control lock delete is now target friendly guild model.
Yeah.
It's not target friendly Mechanica.
Yeah, so it can be any
person. So it can be anybody now, so.
Yeah. And then with a legendary, this has had a bit of a sort. Probably a nerf, I'd say.
Yeah.
Because it's now a 6-inch aura, so the first time each friendly model receives a successful pass while within this aura, the friendly model may immediately make a pass without spending influence instead of using pass and move or snapshot. So they've tidied up the wording on it. But the idea of it is when I've used it, is I've passed it to, say, velocity or something, and then 4-inch dodged forward, so I'd be at, like, 8 inches away from velocity.
I was going to say, I think it stops that sort of shenanigans of velocity kicking it 8 inches.
And then you'd get a 4-inch dodge when you passed it to velocity, then when velocity passed it back to you, get another 4-inch dodge.
Yeah.
So you'd be, like, what, 8 inches worth of dodge, then a 9-inch sprint and a 6-inch
right.
kick.
So I think there's a little bit of a clarification there, right? So, if you were indeed 4 inches away from velocity, you pass to the ball.
Yep.
She's still technically a friendly model within 6 inches that receives a successful pass.
Yeah.
So you could do pass and go.
Oh, yeah.
Be 8 inches away, but she's outside of the six, but she was in the six when she received. So you can still do that 8 inches.
We'd have to have a look at the activation or because... Yeah. But one of the things that I used to do is I'd be at like this, my six away from velocity, and then dodge forward to like the extreme edge of velocity's pass. But yeah.
To me, that's how it would read. Do you know what I mean? But other than that, I think Pinvoss is still really strong.
Yeah, definitely.
I think you're going to see. You did see a lot of Ballista.
Yeah.
So I think you'll probably see.
They've done a similar thing in the
end. Out now.
Ballista was. I don't mean this, but like a safer choice.
Yeah.
With his tough hide, he does a similar kind of thing. He can go and delete someone, he can score, he can control, that type of stuff.
And everyone loves range knockdown.
Yeah, definitely. So yeah, it was probably a safer choice, being fair.
Yeah. Cool.
Go on then, you talk about the Thresher Murderer.
I was wondering where I was going with that. So, Mainspring. Spoilers, Mainspring kills Thresher. Health and melee zone have stayed the same, and pretty much all of its stats have remained the same, but it has gained plus one kick. So it's now a 4 kick, 4 inch.
Not
very good.
4-4.
4-4 is so strong. It's retained long bomb, which is brilliant, but he's now gained a new character play, Thief. Target enemy model loses possession of the ball to this model. Wow.
By close control.
And you can also buy it.
For one,
you don't have to proc it off the playbook. Which, spoilers, it is now on the playbook, momentously on one.
On one success. So it's tack two and it's on one success.
So the tackle's moved up to 2 successes now. Why you would ever take that is beyond me. But you can obviously now use Thief.
Well, okay, why would you take that tackle?
So.
Oh, Pine Blow. Can't do character plays in a Pine Blow.
Good point.
There you go.
Sorted. Got it. Is it Siren that has a minus. Is it beautiful? It's like minus so many inches on character plays.
Yeah, the target. But if you're in get. It can't be less than zero, I would have thought.
I don't know. But if you're not. If you're an inch away.
But if you
and you can't pull Thief off because it's only a 1-inch character.
It's saying can't be targeted, I think it is. I don't know. That's
don't know.
Probably for another day.
That is for another day when we do the fish one.
Yeah.
But yeah, other than that, that's the front of Mainspring's.
Thief is so strong.
Thief is very strong, getting around close control and things like that. good. And then on the back, nothing else has really changed. It's still got overheat, 3-inch pulse, burning and throw damage.
You'll think you're fond of overheat, it only takes enemy damage and does enemy models.
Okay, sorry, there's been the clarification now that it's only enemies, which is brilliant. And
I say flask and compound player, it is now only enemy models, I can assure you.
Mainspring still has launch control, so once per turn during its activation, this model may use long bomb and make a pass without spending influence. Wow. So for effectively, you know...
Ratchet free charge.
Get the thief and the double dodge.
Yeah.
And then yeet the ball out there with the long bomb.
So on a charge, it'd be tax six.
Tax six, you're gonna get three successes.
Yeah. I like it.
And you're done. It's,
I think Mainspring will see a lot more play.
Will, yes. I think it will as well. Especially as we're now about to cover Mother.
So.
And the ensuing nerfs.
Come on, we knew this was coming.
It was going to have to. I always say during tournaments, and when I talk to new players about engineers, I always say, don't bother about killing mascots. It's not normally worth it.
Mother,
unless it's Mother.
Yeah.
Mother is always worth killing.
Yeah, definitely. Because it was the thing with the, was it called webbing or something?
Yeah.
Where you can get a bullet. So Mother, I'd seen, the first time I let it done against me, someone spent the whole game bringing Mother up the pitch and they had a nest marker in front of the goal, in front of my goal. So they scored a goal. They then went and did, kicked it out to somebody. They then walked and dropped it by their own goal next to a nest marker. Next thing, Mother activates, walks into tapping range. She went, I'm going to use webbing and take the ball from the opposite end of the pitch and take it, and I would have scored. There was no range on it. And I was like, oh, I thought there'd be a range on that. And the player went, so did I. Turns out there's not.
There still isn't a range on webbing.
Is there not? No.
Sorry, I'm looking at the wrong card. My apologies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which is how it should be, really. Yes. You can't steal the ball from 20 inches away.
It was like, wow. That's a thing. Right, so anyway, Mother's kept a 1-inch melee, kept the 5-7 move, kept the 3 tack, kept the 2-4 kick. Mother is now a 3-1 instead of a 4-1 in terms of defence and armour. Probably fair.
That's a big change.
Yeah. Still a 1-3 influence.
I really like 4-1 mascots.
Yeah.
For me, especially like Marbles always seems to come in clutch when people are attacking him.
Yeah.
Because they always underestimate how many successes they'll get.
See, I quite enjoy Flask for similar reasons, because he's a 3-2.
That's amazing. Yeah.
He's a 3-2 or Naja, where he's a 5-0 and a dodge on 1.
Yeah.
So anyway, Mother's playbook has stayed exactly the same. Burrow places his modelling base contact with target friendly Ness marker. You don't get the attack anymore off Burrow, which was huge. So you'd spend one, you'd be able to teleport into something and then get a free attack, which seemed a little janky.
Especially for a 1-3 sort of mascot.
Don't forget, this is a mascot we're talking about. Mother's still got 9 health. Right, back of the card. So spider nests. So once per turn during its activation, this model may place a friendly nest mark within 4 inches. You may have 3 on the pitch at once. Now, this bit is a new bit. So you don't lose a -1 tack for it anymore. You don't get -1 on target tests when within an inch of these anymore. And now, if you move into base contact with them during a sprint or charge, you can remove them like Harvest Marker.
Yeah. Which is good. Which is a good change.
Because I used to use them as like a little wall to protect people, because you couldn't stand on them. You could walk over them, but you couldn't stand them, so I used them as like a little wall to block out. I think I used it again when we had that game. I think you were like, can I get rid of them? Nah, sadly not.
No, you can't do anything about them. They're literally
there. They just stay in there until I use them.
Irritating.
Yeah, it was like, I'm just going to... Oh, yeah, you're planning on charging there. Okay, so if I do that way, roughly you want to stand in your melee zone. You've got to base me, and then I can hit you back.
Well, this was it. It's sort of, if you position them next to a character that you don't want it engaging, and you space them less than a base width apart, they can't stand in the way.
Good change.
Nests and spiderlings, kind of, they were sort of one rule, now they're two.
Yeah. Yeah, so while within 1 inch of one or more friendly nest markers, any model suffer the crowd out penalty.
So obviously you're on minus one dot. It used to be minus one target number.
Yes.
But I think that's one of the rules that people used to forget.
That was one that people used to forget.
So literally...
they've separated it.
Separated it and it's now crowding out to make it simpler rather than target number.
Yeah.
So it used to be if you're standing next to a spider nest and you went for a shot on goal, you'd be needing fives, not fours. If you're attacking...
No, minus one die on target number tests.
Oh, I thought it was on minus one target number.
No, because I'd be good.
Oh, yeah. So it's literally the same?
Yeah, it's the same. But it's just tied it up and split it up a little bit.
That's fair.
But now you can get rid of them. Okay, then the webbing, like we said, is once per turn during this model's activation, if there is a friendly nest marker within 4 inches of this model and within 2 inches of free ball, this model may gain possession of the ball. Rather than be near a nest marker and just give me the ball from wherever. So, huge nerfs, really, for Mother.
I think you'll see Mainspring everywhere now.
Yeah, but to be fair, you never see Mainspring.
No.
I know what you're going to say is, can you remember the last time you played against Mainspring?
No.
Oh.
To be honest, I can't even remember the last time I played against him or used him.
So I played against him. There's a guy from the Potter's Guild, John Latham. He only uses Mainspring.
Okay.
And I played him at Vengeance and I played him at Heroic Play 32 Man.
And he only uses Mainspring.
He only uses Mainspring because... He was like, okay, I'm going to do that. And then it was, I'm going to long bomb that. I was like, whoa, can you do that for free? Because he had no influence on him. So I was like, okay, there.
Ball's a safe.
Pass the ball to the Mainspring. He was like, okay, he's going to bang it 10 inches forward or whatever it was. And then Velocity's going to snapshot. I was like, wow, that's a thing. But it was just things like that. And he was like, yeah, he goes, because no one expects it.
Yeah.
And then on the game with the rat catchers, I killed him. He was like, right, you'll take 3 damage. I was like, what? He was like, blows up. I was like, oh, yeah.
To be honest, I think the last time I used him was at the start of season 3. I think it was before Mother came out.
Before you had your Mother model.
No, to be honest, this was in one of our very early big leagues.
Mm.
I remember charging a tooled up mallet into Mainspring, pushing him into 4 of his own players for him to blow up.
Nice. Cool.
So that was literally the last time I played against Mainspring. So, a bit of a boring one next. Ratchet.
Yeah.
No changes, other than he's lost one of his heroics. So he's got the same stats, he's got the same playbook, same character plays. He's still got Fixer, which is great.
Yep.
Within 4 inches, a friendly model.
Not a friendly Mechanica.
Not a friendly Mechanica. A friendly model can remove all conditions it's suffering, which is great for a nice free little...
So do you think, the reason they've got rid of this Mechanica thing...
Just makes it complicated. I don't think...
Or is it because part of it kind of forces you into a selection by going, okay, well, I'm going to taste Hoist and Velocity because they've got the Mechanica keyword as a bonus and the pin vice stuff as well.
To be honest, I think people took Hoist and Velocity anyway.
But I suppose... If there was ever, you kind of justified it by going, oh no, I'm taking them because I like to use Fixer, because I like to use Overclock. If you've got both of those.
And they've had a full Mechanica team for quite a while now.
Mm.
But then to be fair, Ratchet isn't Mechanica.
No, but he can give it out to Mechanica.
Yeah. Well, this is it. So overall, Fixer, just any model, remove conditions, it's brilliant. Overclocked is still the same. Within 4 inches, a sprint or charge for free. Super strong.
That's just great for your Mainspring or your Pinvice or...
This is it.
Or anyone, really.
Like, anybody loves...
If anyone goes here, have a free charge.
The only thing is, it's lost creation Mainspring. But to be fair, we've seen the loss of all the creation traits. I say all the creation traits, there was two of them. There was Ratchet and...
Valswarm.
Vetgraves
with Valswarm.
Yeah. But other than that, Ratchet's still as strong as he always is. To be honest, I find Ratchet, he's surprisingly resilient.
Yeah, like, for the victim of the team.
For the victim, yeah.
That's what people generally say.
3-1 with 17 boxes. To be honest, I think the new victim of the team is soon to be revealed.
Yeah. So, and this is not the victim of the team, who I'm doing now, I'm doing Salvo. We've all seen Salvo, I imagine, from one of the blogs from way back when.
He used to be the victim of the team.
No, he never used to make the team. He's been a water boy.
I like that clarification.
Well, he ain't the victim, was he? He had to be on the pitch to be the victim.
That's very true. But that's why he wasn't on the pitch.
I don't know, it was 4-1. 4-1 and 14 boxes. Right, anyway.
I'm sorry, but when you've got a team of Ballista, Hoist, Colossus,
Velocity.
Ratchet and Velocity, you're going to pick on the work experience boy, Salvo.
Right, anyway. So, Salvo, the card got a lot. We said it was one of the earlier Season 4 cards, maybe the first.
It's a bit weird thinking back to those very first cards that got spoiled a few weeks ago.
Yeah, so he's got 6-8 moves, still got the same attack, still got the same kick, defence, armour and influence. That's all the same. Playbook has had a rework.
A very nice rework.
So basically, he's now got the non-momentous 2 on 3 successes, and where on 5 successes his non-momentous 2 was, it is now a non-momentous 3.
Not attack 5, he's really going to be hitting that.
Free charge.
If I was, to be honest, if I was charging Salvo in to do 3 damage,
it'd be for the tackle double dodge.
It'd be for the tackle double dodge.
So playbook, character play, sorry, he's still got arrow to the knee.
Yep.
It's exactly the same as it used to be.
It's no longer once per turn.
No, it's no longer once per turn. So you could just
can just shut down a fisherman team.
Yeah. Yes, you can.
Especially shark, take this. And your grey scales, off you go.
But then you can do his heroic and get a third.
Jog on, yeah.
He's got flawed bolt now, which is target enemy. This is once per turn. So 2 influence, 8-inch range. Target enemy model suffers a knockdown condition and 2 damage.
So he's lost flurry.
Mm-hmm.
To be honest, I think Salvo was always the weaker flurry user.
The Negret,
because obviously Egret gave you poisoned on top.
Yeah.
So, you know, plus, to be fair, what you've also got to look at is flurry used to damage your own players if you were next to it.
Yeah.
So I think it's a good swap.
He's still got tether ball, so this model gains possession of target free ball. So now we can knock someone down and nick the ball.
Yeah.
He's gone up from 14 health to 16, so victim he ain't. Well, okay, let's look at it. Would you rather have a 3-1 with 17 health or a 4-1 with 16 health and he's got a double dodge on 2?
Oh, I'll be having that, please.
There you go.
I definitely...
Actually, no, and he's got swift strike, so if he gets 1 success, it's 1 damage and a double dodge.
Which was one of the nice changes of Season 4.
So he's now at swift strikes, as we kind of mentioned, is during this model's activation, when it damages one or more enemy models, it may make a 2-inch dodge.
Which Swift Strike has had some really nice changes, to be fair. It's had a positive effect on Egret cast.
Yeah.
It's good.
He's still got the heroic locked and loaded, so once during this activation, this model may use a character play without spending influence. So for 4 influence, he can do all 3 of his skills and a momentum.
Yeah.
Well, if he's near Ballista, it'll be net 2 momentum because of momentous inspiration.
See?
No, net 1, sorry, because tether ball doesn't do damage.
There you go.
But he could arrow to the knee someone, take a 2-inch dodge, floored bolt someone else, take another 2-inch dodge.
And do another floored bolt. Oh no, sorry, then another arrow to the knee to shut down 2 potential strikers.
Yeah. And do another, so that's 6 inches of dodge. And then he can walk 6.
Yeah. Or run away 6.
Yeah.
He can get out. Don't get me wrong, you can afford to leave him on the wing nowadays, which is his job.
He is a winger, yeah.
It is his job to sort of chill out there. So overall.
Does Salvo see more table?
Yes. Completely. I think that's an amazing change.
Good work.
Yeah. To be honest, Salvo is a great example on how Steamforged have been turning around characters that don't see play.
So let's say the ones that you don't really see are Colossus.
Yeah.
I think
you do see Colossus. I think, in my opinion, out of the Engineers team, you don't see Locus.
There's only one person I know who used Locus quite a lot, and that was Jay Clare. When I played him...
Who am I to argue with, Jake?
Yeah, so, no, when I played him at one of the singled out tournaments, because I went in with... I was like, he's got a 1-inch melee. He went, yep. I then went in with Velocity, and he went, okay, Gravity, well, you're pulled into base. I was like, what? He went, yeah. I was like, oh, okay. And he was like, I'll counter-attack, I'll knock you down on 1. I was like, ooh.
Yeah. And, yeah, personally, I don't think you saw a lot of Velocity, Locus... Not a lot of Harriet. Vet Velocity you never saw. That's what I meant. I mean, Vet Velocity, because every team was Hoist and Velocity. Ratchet.
I will tell you when I used to see Vet Velocity a lot. When I was playing football in Alchemist, when they went double goalkeeper with Compound and Vet Velocity, there is nothing more miserable when you've got to play two influence for a shot, one the counter charge, and plus one to your target number.
To be honest, what makes me laugh is all the engineers players who were cheering, saying, "Oh, this draft
triple keeper.
Let's have the triple keeper." And during this time, obviously, we were doing the podcast, so we saw the cards and we're like, "Nah, mate."
We're just smiling, nodding knowingly. Sweet summer child, you know nothing.
Nice dream, though. We do like where you're going with this.
No, with the fish meta, we do not want triple keepers. We do not want that. That is not a thing we want.
The fish meta. Doesn't matter anyway. Fish, you just use dodges. They don't bother doing anything else.
Yeah.
Anyways, so.
You.
That was Salvo. Over to me. So, ready for. I hope you've all got your.
Anyone who's been advised against a high sodium diet. Yeah. Don't listen to this bit.
Be careful. Be careful. So, hoist. So, let's start with on the bright side. Hoist has gained 2 health. He's now 13 health.
From 11?
From 11. Wow. Yeah, he's lost tough hide. Oh, I don't think 2 health makes up for losing tough hide.
Is he more, he's more of a victim than Salvo and Ratchet?
He's
now
a little bit more of a victim. He still has reanimate, which is great.
Okay.
And he does still have true replication, okay, which is great, but it's now on the back of his card rather than at the front because of the changes that we had to zero cost counterplay. Counterplays. Yes. And on the bright side, he does still have sturdy, so he ignores the first knockdown. So that's the easy bit to cover. The rest of his stats have stayed the same. Still 1-inch melee, still the same move, attack, etc., etc. But his playbook has had a little bit of work done.
Mm.
So, he's still got the same first column and second column, so he still has the same non-momentous Guild Ball symbol on too.
Yeah.
So, you know, you can still be stealing all of your... you can't steal Sucker Punch because that's changed. But you can steal... other things, singled out, etc., etc. Blast Earth? No. Much. Well, you can still Blast Earth, but you can't trigger it off the character.
Yeah.
So actually, what would you true rep now?
I don't really know.
It's not a great deal, really. Oh, you can steal Route 1 from Velocity, which could be quite nice.
Yeah.
But we can go over that at the end. Right, so he still has his non-momentous 2 damage on 3.
Disarm, I suppose. -2 tax, a nice one.
Yeah, true. But he's lost his momentous 1 damage and a push on 3. Which is, you know, not great. Column 4 is the same. He's still got a double push, a double dodge on 4, momentous. And he still has the Gilball Cup symbol on 4. But he has lost the momentous 2 damage and the push dodge on 5. But he still kept the 3 damage. So
I think the 2 results he's lost are quite important. Results.
Yeah, the two results he's lost are ones that people would most likely be taking.
So is it, with the change to Hoist and Pin Voice's character place, that they're kind of going, you will take damage or you will take like a movement thing. You will take a dodge or you will take a damage. You will not be taking damage and a dodge. Because if you're going for a goal run, you ain't doing no damage at the same time.
Yeah, this is it.
Maybe?
Yeah. Especially with, obviously... Pin Voice's skills used to do damage.
Yeah.
Obviously, Tough Hide was... He was always a really good choice for those because Tough Hide ignored some of the damage.
Yeah.
I think they've really aimed at making Hoist less of an auto-include.
Yeah. Well, how many times did you play against Engineers and Hoist wasn't there?
He was there. Like, he was in every game.
Yeah, exactly. So it was always Mother and Hoist, though, in every team.
And for some extent, I'd say Normal Velocity, because she's one of the best strikers in the game.
Yeah.
And then, obviously, just pick the flavour for the rest of the players. So I think, would you say, look, this is going to be a bit risque, would you say Hoist has taken the same change, really, as Brick? Dropping a player to make others more of an option.
I think he can still do what he needs to do. He's just not as survivable.
Yeah. This is what I mean. You took Hoist because you would then go pile into a character who's going to do some damage. Hoist would soak it all.
Mm. But it was a running joke that Hoist didn't die.
Yeah, it was. This is what I mean. Like I said, I think they've tried to make Hoist less of an auto-include and less of a... I'm going to pound on this mannequin until it just doesn't die.
Yeah. And that's the thing. And it's only a tiny thing as well, but with the no... with the Mechanica having no gender associated to it as well, like for say someone like Pelagius, where it's plus one damage to a male or stuff, and
or
people with charm male, charm female, that type of stuff.
Yeah.
It's by having no assigned gender, it makes some that it makes that character a lot stronger.
Yeah, it does definitely. Yeah, I completely agree.
So in a way, yeah. So, like, he could go on, I don't know, into Tater, who gets charmed female, and then the next game he can go and smack into
Flint
with charmed male,
yeah,
with no difference.
Yeah, this is it. So, they do still have those sort of advantages, but to be honest, all the Mechanica really have that. Your Locus, your Velocities, your Hoist. Obviously, Colossus has a gender, because he's half man, half machine.
Yeah.
Overall, I think you'll still see Hoist, but personally, I might swap him out for Salvo now.
Potentially. It depends what your plan for Hoist is.
He can still do his job. Like, literally, if you went for a gun line, you could still take Hoist and be really flexible with what you take.
He can still, you know, he can still do the Burrow thing with Mother. He's still got his momentous tackle on one.
Yep.
So he can momentously tackle someone, then burrow and jump away.
This is it. So the world isn't burning because of Hoist losing to a fight.
He'll still do what he can do, but, you know, it's... Yeah, he will do what he do.
You've just got to be more careful.
Yeah.
You can't just throw him away and expect him to live.
Yeah, which I think is probably fair. Because is that as designed? Do you think that's the intention of him, having an unkillable character who can just be so flexible and do what everyone... Oh, and you can't knock him down? He's got push dodge on two.
Yeah, I'm tack 5 with the push dodge. You can't put me on the floor and I'm leaving you.
Yeah, you best have a 2-inch melee and being base to base for me.
Yeah, super strong counter attack. So yeah, overall, I still think he's going to get used.
Yeah.
I think it will just be more you pick him around your team.
More of a finesse piece.
Yeah. Because like literally, I can remember games where I've sent him into Graves and Ghast, and they've spent 2 turns of activation trying to kill him.
Yeah.
And don't get me wrong, they have eventually, but he's shut down 2 players.
Yeah.
So.
No, I agree completely.
I think it was about time Hoist was changed a little bit.
And his wings clipped.
Yeah, definitely.
So, Colossus, the Man Spider. Yeah, I make up nicknames, it's a thing.
That's fine.
Right, he still gets 2-inch melee, his top row is the same. Playbook.
No, it isn't.
6-8, tap 5, 4.
Oh, I thought you meant top row.
Top row. Playbook. Yeah, he's top row with his stats.
Okay.
So his playbook, it's got better. It's got so much better. So now, his singled out on 1 is now momentous, rather than non-momentous. On his second column now, he has a momentous knockdown push.
Wow. What a counter-attack.
Knockdown and a push. Don't care. Do you know what I mean? Or if you could get that off on a charge, and yeah, I don't care, Corset, he's sturdy and stoic or whatever. Bang! I know Corset's not stoic, but... Yeah, well, that used to be on 3, but now it's on 2.
Yeah, that's... It makes, to be honest, it makes his tackle, his tack 5...
Yeah.
It makes getting 2 successes a really good...
Because normally it's a single amount and then go for that kind of result.
Yeah.
Excuse me. On the third column, he's just got a non-momentous 2. On the fourth column, he's got his momentous Guild Ball trophy, which is an expected arrival, which he had already.
Yep.
And he's still got the non-momentous 3. On his 1, 2, 3. On his fifth column, he's lost his momentous tackle double push.
Best result in the game.
Best result in the game. Better than the same as tackle double dodge. He's now got a non-momentous 4.
It is a tackle double dodge.
That's a tackle double push.
Oh, double push, yeah, sorry.
Yeah.
It's near enough.
Yeah, so he's got a non-momentous 4 at the top of his playbook. He's still got 20 health.
Yep.
Back of his card. He's still got close control. He's still got light-footed. He's still got tough eyes.
He's got a lot of rules.
He's still got stoic, but he's lost long legs, so he can't get the ball from within 2 inches away.
Right.
Which was the one? He was the one player I had. It was a little bit confusing, and it threw probably the balance with him having an 8-inch move, light-footed person who can get the ball 2 inches away. He can be nicking it from in your half of the pitch.
Yeah, I remember playing against Andy from Singled Out.
Yeah.
And he kicked off with Colossus into a terrain piece, and the ball ended 2 inches away from him.
Yeah. Oh, I love that.
So it was a legit legal kickoff into my half.
Yeah.
But he was within 2 inches, so it was...
Yeah.
It was fantastic, but obviously he still couldn't do it.
So you had to go and get the ball before you...
Yeah.
Yeah, so he still does what he does. I think he's just made it a little bit easier to do what he needs to do. With the momentous singled out on one is huge rather than the non-momentous.
Yeah.
And then the knockdown push on two. The loss of the tackle double push was, yeah, it's a thing, but
yeah,
how often were you taking that result, probably?
Not very often. As you say, nowadays you can take that against Corsair. You could have took that against Corsair because he's lost close control.
Yeah.
But no, I think you'll still see Colossus. He still does his job. He's down as a central midfielder, and I think that's exactly where he should be.
Yeah, so you know, he can single someone out. You can free. He was a good target to free charge of Ratchet, yeah, and then bang three hits into somebody as a repositioning piece to unexpected arrival, people away, that kind of thing.
Yeah, if you needed to break up a scrum that you didn't really want,
send the man spider in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's very good. Very strong. So, Harriet.
The Hat.
The Hat. Her stats have stayed exactly the same. 1-inch melee, 16 health, same top row. She still has Disarm, and she still has Sucker Punch.
But that's not a GB one, is it, no?
It's no longer GB, but it's, you know, it's not once per turn. So,
yeah.
It's great. The rest of her playbook has stayed the same. To be honest, there are very few changes with the veterans. I think the only changes...
Well, they were the latter season three, weren't
this
they?
This is it. I think the only changes we've really seen with the veterans were the ones that were seen a lot and were super strong. So
you mean Decimate.
I also mean Vetsinda.
Yes. Yes.
So, yeah. Overall, I think the veterans were quite well balanced for season four.
Yeah.
So anyway, she's still got Disarm, she's minus two tack, and she still has Sucker Punch, but she can't proc it on three successes now.
Mm.
Oh no. You know, just imagine her standing there punching maybe a knockdown brick or something like that.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And then punching someone 8 inches away.
Multiple times.
Multiple times.
Because sometimes wraps are a thing.
So overall, so she's still got, if you can dodge a wrench. So, you know, ball scatters. When you target someone from 8 inches away, the ball scatters.
Yeah.
She's still got the Inspiring Hat Aura, which everyone loves.
Yeah.
And she's still got Learn from the Best from the Captain, so she can still do a free character play if you start within 4 inches. So that is technically two Sucker Punches and a reposition.
Yeah. It's fun.
Brilliant. I think she's still a super strong character, and hopefully we'll see more of her.
Yeah. I think she does what she's meant to do.
Like I said, I think she's one of the players.
She's surprisingly resilient. Like, she's got, what, 16 health?
She's a 4-1 with 16 health. So we were just commenting on Salvo about how amazing Salvo is.
Mm. He's the same.
And he's the same. So I think...
Are the humans taking back over from the Mechanica?
We haven't seen the fluff yet. So you never know, because the whole point was...
Pinvoice was trying to build...
Wasn't it where we left it off? Hoist had gained sentience.
Yes.
Hoist actually knew what was going on. Pinvoice was taking over from Ballista.
Pinvoice was trying to build a Mechanica team.
Yeah. And, you know, technically she has. I know you're going to hate this, right? But I'm still glad that Harriet went to Engineers.
Good for you.
Just look at that. Oh, man. Her, like, literally, as a character design, I think she's just brilliant.
Meh.
So, who are you doing next?
I'm glad Decimate went to the Brewers.
Oh, I knew that.
And I'm glad Bricks are 1-inch melee.
It's getting scrappy on episode 9.
Right. Fet Velocity, you've essentially got a new character here. Because old Fet Velocity...
She has been pretty much rewritten from the ground up.
So what I'm going to do... is basically I'm going to chuck the Vet Velocity card of T3 to one side, and I'm just going to talk through the new one.
So, guys, new...
So we've got a new Veteran Velocity out. She's got a 6-8 move, a 1-inch melee, attack 6, a 4-8 kick, 5 defense and 0 arm and a 2-4 influence. She's got 10 health with reanimate.
She did have 14.
But she was a 4-1 and she didn't have reanimate.
I think 10 reanimate is better than 14 not.
But yeah, it's 13 at 5-0 rather than 4-1.
And also you clear conditions.
Yeah. So her playbook, remember she's tat 6, so she's either got a choice of one non-momentous damage or a momentous tackle on one.
I wonder what you'll be taking.
On her second column, she's got a momentous push dodge or a non-momentous guild ball symbol. The non-momentous guild ball symbol will pay you for our only character play, which is Route 1. Which is this model may make a jog directly towards target enemy model.
Since appearing on Season Brisket, we've got 3 characters with it now.
Yes, Gutter, Velocity, and Brisket. Yeah, on the third column, she's got a momentous double dodge, or a non-momentous 2. On her fourth column, she's got a momentous knockdown, Velocity...
on a striker?
Yeah, she's not a goalie anymore.
She's now...
And then... On her fifth column, she has the Midas result, which is a momentous double dodge, double push, which was first seen on Season 3 Midas and Season 3 Velocity, but...
Wow.
Or the non-momentous 3 damage. So with attack 6, yeah. Let's have a look on the back of her card. She's got Lend a Hand. When a friendly model gains ganging up bonuses from this model, the friendly model gains an additional tack. So she can go in... excuse me, and knock down someone and stand next to them, then you can send one of your other damage dealers in, maybe Pin Voice or something.
Plus two tack
into that person, just from having Vet Velocity stood there and then knocked down.
Wow.
Yeah, imagine giving her a free charge from Ratchet. 10 dice. Every column's got a momentous result on. Yeah, it's all the dodges and everything like that, but yes, she's a striker. What do you expect? A knockdown and a momentous 3? And a non-momentous 3?
She's an amazing striker.
She's a beast.
She's absolutely amazing. Literally, that playbook is just baffling. It's just been real. I can't believe a striker has a knockdown on 4. Momentously.
That's like a captain thing.
It is a captain thing.
So, Midas's knockdown is a non-momentous one. It's on 5, I think. And he's got tack 6 and he's a striker. Sharks is on 5, I think, that kind of neck of the woods.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
You will see a lot of her.
Do you think... Because, okay, let's do Velocity next.
Let's do regular Velocity.
Because that's a fair comparison. Okay. So, from S3 to S4, Velocity has lost 2 health. So she's now, like, mascot.
9 health.
She's 9 health. She's still death 5 armor 0, but she's got 9 health now. So as I say, she's down to mascot levels. The rest of her stats have stayed the same, and her playbook has almost stayed the same.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing she's lost is the momentous double dodge on 3, but she still has the momentous double dodge double push on 4, which is, as we've said, is a fantastic result. But we will.
She's
go...
still only tack 4, is she?
She's still only tack 4. So. You know, you're still aiming for you're that. You're charging
together.
Yeah. There's been a lot of discussion over losing the standard double dodge on 3. But there's very few times where you won't need that tackle. Mm. Generally, it's literally just a little bit of cleaning up, isn't it?
Yeah.
So she's still got Nimble to make herself Def 6.
Def 6 and Goblin.
Fantastic. And she's still got Acrobatic to buy a double dodge.
Yeah.
So after you've got in there, got your tackle, you can get out.
Or if someone unpredictable's away, or double dodges, or double pushes, you can get back in.
This is it. Yeah. So, you know, overall, great. Losing 2 health, she's a little bit... Generating... To be honest, I think that's pretty much the only change. She's still got close control, and she's still got reanimate. So I think, again, it might be a change for a character that you see all the time.
Mm.
But I think that has made her just a little bit too delicate, a little bit too fragile.
Well,
I think you'll see a lot more Vet Velocity now. For me, I will definitely be building my Vet Velocity.
Mine's built and painted, ready to go. But yeah, I think Vet Velocity trumps her. I think.
Mm. Yeah, definitely.
I think Vet Velocity hasn't got close control.
Okay.
So. That's one thing, I suppose.
They've got the same speed.
They haven't got a viable dodge velocity, hasn't?
No. I think, from a design perspective, I think they've made velocity and vet velocity very similar to brisket and veteran brisket.
Yeah.
In the fact that one got picked a lot more than the other, and they've tried to even them out a little bit now to make the decision a little bit more difficult.
I just think that for late game, I think vet velocity, you go in there, you score a goal and do whatever. When they kill you, you can then come in and use that lend a hand then when it starts get when the game starts getting a bit bitty and stuff like that.
Starts turning into a scrum in the middle.
Velocity doesn't really do a lot.
No, she vet velocity always does. Hangs out on the sides.
Yeah, where vet velocity can work a way through the scrum, can be knock when you've got your crowd outs, can be knocking people down, you've got people singled out and things like that. She can start doing a bit of work. Then if she hits, well, saying that, I suppose, and we said no viable dodge, she can actually spend two to do a route one.
Yeah, it's a jog. It's not a dodge.
No, no, but what I'm saying is, suppose we said to vet regular velocity, say she got pushed out of combat or something like
oh,
that.
Oh, yeah, I see what you mean.
She could then jog towards somebody else or something.
After they've already had their counter-attack, you could always route one back in.
Yeah, so they could declare a counter-attack. You could double dodge out of them, then route one back in if it's off a free charge or something like that.
Yeah. So, with vet velocity then, do you think the wrap would be likely?
10 dice.
On a
5-long playbook.
Do you know what I mean? It's,
if you got the wrap on one thing, that's a momentous tackle, a momentous double push, double dodge.
That would be incredible. That would be.
That's like dream zone.
Yeah, and then literally you could route one to go over there, you know, close to the goal,
and then have a shot.
So
that's 3 influence spent. That's assuming that ratchets give you a free charge.
Yeah, exactly. But so I think you'll definitely see Ratchet now.
Oh God, you always do anyway.
You always do, but I personally think that velocity will be the go-to.
I think it's making them really, really not entertaining, but intriguing of all the different choices and picks that we've now got.
Yeah, definitely. So, last choice.
Locus,
the new guy.
The new guy. Got another new character. his stats, and so he's still got the 1-inch melee, still got a 4-6 move.
His 1-inch melee means nothing.
Yeah, tap 5, 4-6 kick, 3-2 with that defence now, I'm in a 2-4. His playbook has changed a little bit, so it's actually probably got a little bit of a nerf, to be honest with you. So he's got his momentous knockdown on 1 damage on 1, a momentous push on 2. Momentous 2 damage or a momentous tackle on 3. It used to be a momentous tackle push or a non-momentous 2 and a push. So he's gained the momentum for the damage, but then he's also lost the push element, and then the same with the tackle, he's lost the push.
Yeah.
He's still got his double push on 4, and he's got a non-momentous 3 on 5, where he used to have a momentous 3 double push or a non-momentous 2 and a knockdown. So a bit of
a nerf, to be fair.
Yeah. Destructive impulse in terms of character plays. Target any model suffers 2 damage and a 2-inch push. That's an 8-inch range, which is the exact same.
I like that the 2-inch push is in any direction, though.
Yes. Yes, it is. Remote control. Target free ball. This model may make a kick as if it was in possession of the ball. The starting point of the ball path for this kick is the current location of the ball instead of this model. So they've just kind of neatened the wording up on that, and that only costs 1 now instead of 2 for remote control.
Which is good.
So he can knock somebody down
and then kick
and
the
then
ball from
no matter
wherever
the ball scatters realistically, he's winning. So you'll have to be really unlucky to get it like 6 in the direct opposite of where you are kind of thing.
Yeah.
To do that.
It's highly likely that he's going to land favourite.
Thing. He's lost Stoic, so he used to ignore the first push.
I think what he's gained is better.
He's gained tough hide. So he's a 3-2. He is the new hoist. He is not dying.
He is the new hoist.
Oh, and he reanimates as well. So 3-2, 15 health, tough hide with reanimate.
Wow, what a troll.
Yeah. Gravity well, so when enemy models enter in advance engaging this model, the enemy model immediately suffers a 2-inch push directly towards this model.
There you go, exactly. So no matter where you are, you're ending in his melee zone.
But an interesting thing, you send a player like Hammer into him, automatically his Stoic's gone.
Yeah.
Just by engaging him.
Yep, definitely.
So I think he plays, he's a central midfielder. I think he starts as like a bit of a rock, a bit of an enforcer.
Yeah.
In the middle.
Definitely. Just an anchor, sits in the middle, yeah. Stops people. Because like if someone tries to charge past him but stay engaged, mm. No, get back here.
Yeah,
come see on. Sharks and things like that.
Yeah,
knock down on one.
Yeah, can't, he's got a good cut. You need to double dodge away from him or he's going to knock you down.
Yeah.
So yeah. Overall, what are your thoughts on the engineers?
I think there's been some really nice changes and there's been some odd changes, but I think it will definitely shake up the six.
Yeah.
I don't think you'll see a Ballista 6 and a Pinvise 6 now. I think you'll just see 12 players on a tournament tray. And
well, this, interestingly, really these are there's only 12 players here.
Mm. Yeah, but they've also got access to Union.
Still.
But not for long, because we've...
So they've only got... they've got Avarice and Greed, Decimate, Gutter and OG Rage.
I don't
think you need any of them.
I don't think you do.
They've lost Harry. They used to have Harry.
Yeah, but the thing is, Harry is now a Harry church Utt. Player. Harry, no, well, yes, you have Harry Utt, but Harry is now a church player. Yeah. He's not a Union player, he's a church player.
I know, he can't play for Alchemists.
So now he can't play for Alchemists or anyone else who could take him. Neither can Mist.
Mm, I want that hat over and singled out in my Alchemist. Back to the season, season three glory days with Goad, Molotov and...
Yeah, but, you know, Moira's doing shenanigans under the hat. That's all aura was a little bit.
Yeah. So overall,
I think.
Are the engineers happy? Let's just say that after this.
Yes. I think they will be. I think there's enough changes there to keep them happy.
Yeah.
You'll get a couple of salty tears over Velocity and certainly Hoist.
But as I've said, Hoist, yeah, he said his wings clipped, but he can still do the job that he was intended to do.
Yeah, definitely. I think you'll see a very different six appear.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm honestly, right from when he was first announced, I've loved the Locust model.
Yeah.
And now I feel that you can use him.
So, Toppy, you're putting you in a bit of pressure. Give me a six.
Basically, if I was going to go for a range damage six, right, we'd go for Ballista, we'd go for Ratchet, we'd go for Salvo, yeah?
Yeah.
We'd go for Locust.
Yeah.
Bit of Velocity for a little bit you know, a goal threat. And either Hoist to steal another character play, or maybe Harriet, who has one of her own. Oh, actually, I've got five players. Mainspring. There we go.
Okay, interesting. So I've just quickly chucked out a Pinvoice 6. So I've put out Pinvoice, Mainspring, Locus, Vet Velocity, Salvo, and Ratchet.
So the exact same six that I just
picked. Is that
what
you've just put out?
But with Ballista.
So I won't listen to you. I was looking at cards.
Oh.
I was looking
at... Heard it here first, guys.
Luke doesn't listen. Shock. So interestingly...
So we've picked the same six, but with a different captain. Whereas I'm basically going for the whole momentous inspiration. You've got four sources of range damage.
See, my thought was I've got within this team I've got three reasonable access to knockdown. So Salvo, who can range knock down someone, Velocity, who can charge in and knock down someone, and Locus, who's got it on one. Then Pinvice can go in and do Pinvice things and delete somebody.
I completely agree.
Yeah.
I think we just need to raise what we're going to see is Ballista, Salvo, Hoist. Three range knockdowns in a turn.
Yeah, I suppose so. That's good.
We've gone back to the days of...
But you've got a momentum for kicking off.
You have, yeah. You have indeed. But that's what I'm saying. You have a momentum for kicking off, right? If you kick off with one of those three, whoever they have the ball on, you're like, mine. Like, literally, if you... Right, I think nowadays, I think you'll see a lot of Salvo kicks. Okay?
Yeah.
4-8 kick, it's going where you want it to. Yeah?
Yeah.
They literally send a player off to the wing, maybe, to go fetch it.
Yeah.
Pass it back.
Yeah.
I think what you'll see nowadays is Salvo jogging forwards.
Yeah.
Knocking down the player who's got it.
Yeah.
Tether ball it back to himself.
If the scatter goes favourably.
If the scatter goes favourably, you know, tether the ball back to himself. And then you've got...
Arrow to the knee
for a swift strike or something.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm getting at? So I think you'll see a lot of Salvo now doing that sort of shenanigans.
But then he stood there with the ball.
Yeah.
On the halfway line or whatever, or in your half of the pitch.
You know, it's okay. Well, floored ball is 8 inches.
Mm-hmm. But then if he's going to tether ball, he's got room within six of it.
If you if half the scatter will bring it closer to him.
Yeah.
So you never know, you could get lucky. And then to be fair, just hoof it.
No.
So you could start off with a floored bolt, which is going to cost you 2. Okay.
Yeah.
Then you start off with a tether ball that you do for 3 for the momentum.
Yeah.
And then you've got an 8-inch kick, so you can kick it back that way.
No.
So I think be on lookout for some salvo. Do you know what I mean? Some salvo kicks. But I can foresee triple knockdown.
Triple knockdown's probably going to be a thing.
Triple knockdown will be a thing.
Do you think you're still going to see a lot of mother?
Not as much. I think mainspring brings a lot now. I think there's a lot that mainspring can do for the team. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
What do you think?
I don't know. I still think mother's got the place for getting the ball with the weapon. You still get the ball from pretty much anywhere.
Yeah.
Like from turn one, from a kickoff.
Yeah.
She's got easy access to that. You know, she still can burrow to move around and stuff. So she's still got her tools, but they're a lot more realistic, probably.
Then they're a lot less broken, basically. As you said at the start, having a nest marker back at your goal marker.
And
just absorbing the ball from 20 inches away.
Yeah.
There's a lot less of that.
Yeah, this is true. Okay, so I think we've probably summed up the engineers.
Overall, it's nice. To be honest, the engineers have already been released by this point, haven't they?
Oh, God, yeah.
So I haven't seen any massive negativity over them.
No.
To be fair, the only team left now is Alchemist, isn't it, by this point?
There won't be no angry Alchemists.
Spoilers.
So thank you very much for listening.
Yep. Thanks again.
Thanks to Singled Out for hosting us on their station,
on their
channel.
Site.
Yeah.
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 Appreciate it. As always, thanks very much.
So thank you very much. I've been
Luke. Thanks for listening. I've been Rich. Don't forget to like, subscribe and drop us some comments. And we'll catch you on the next episode.